What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bernice Radel, Executive Director of Preservation Buffalo Niagara, is with us on the WBEN Trocare College Lifeline. As the Buffalo Diocese moves forward with the merging and closing of dozens of churches, an effort is underway to save some of these historic structures. Bernice, you first told us about this effort a couple of months ago. Where do things stand?
Well, good morning. Yes, we've made a lot of progress on our local landmark efforts. From Preservation Buffalo Niagara. And keep in mind, we're a small nonprofit. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 local landmarks that are being submitted and reviewed at the Preservation Board hearing on September 5th, which is a big deal. Usually it takes, usually we do 2 to 4 local landmarks in a year because of the research needed and everything. So we've really been working hard and to get these done.
Trying to get the applications in. And if you could kind of take us back to the beginning where this idea started, because a lot of these buildings are, well, up in the air. Remains to be seen what churches the Buffalo Diocese will close or look to sell off or do something with that doesn't involve being a church anymore. And when that happens, a lot of these old buildings that Buffalo has, you know, called ours for so many years, well, their futures are up in the air, too. I mean, anything could really happen to them. You're looking to make sure that, you know, the steeple skyline, so to speak, is still intact.
Absolutely, we are. And, you know, I recently heard from a demolition contractor on a cost for one of these older churches. And, you know, this is about our history. This is about the architecture. This is about the future of these buildings. But also it sort of protects the taxpayer because these churches to demolish, if they become ours to handle and deal with, it's over $1 million to tear one of these, to like demolish one of these buildings of taxpayer money. And we don't have it. You know, we know this. We've hit you plenty of news articles about, our need for more tax money, not less. And so a local landmark application helps protect it. It helps, you know, put the conversation on the table that it should be saved and restored, right? It, all the research that we've done actually helps when they want to apply for grant funding or even historic tax credits. So all of this sets the stage for potentially a good future for these buildings.
Well, you mentioned 5 that you're going to submit next week. Which are the churches?
Yep. So we've got Our Lady of Perpetual Help. Everybody knows PETS. we've got St. John Canty, St. Stan's, St. Rose of Lima, and St. Tommy's in South Buffalo. That's how they all say it, but St. Thomas Aquinas. So,
it's a list of great churches. Kind of next? You mentioned all the work that you have to do. What are some of the next steps in preserving these, and what exactly does that local landmark status grant these buildings?
Well, the local landmark status, if it's approved, now this guy has to go to Preservation Board and then Common Council. If it's approved, it basically ensures that the community has a meeting and a say in the future because they'll have to be, as a local landmark, if you're renovating, you know, you have to go before the Preservation Board. Now, the Preservation Board, you know, Buffalo is filled with historic buildings that have been restored. Everybody thinks, oh, if it's local landmark, you know, it's bad, blah, blah, blah. No, not at all. You know, it just helps have a good conversation about saving the church. You know, you can be creative in these churches. There's, you know, restaurants and bars and, you know, apartments in Buffalo that are in churches or all over the country. So it's really just having a community conversation, being able to have, you know, have that research done. So that way, if they want to take it the next step and maybe apply for historic, you know, historic net like status on the National Register so they can get those historic tax credits. You know, this research that we've done is very vital to that conversation and to that application process. So I think what we're doing is the right thing. I truly do. It's one tool in our toolbox to support preservation. And I mean, these churches are just, you know, they're not only beautiful, but they have the ability to be adapted if the diocese doesn't want to keep them open. Now, of course, our goal is to always try. We would love to see these churches remain open as much as possible. You know, there's incredible people going to church, wanting to do, you know, practice their faith. And, you know, if anything, it's the community that deserves to have these churches back. But, you know, I'm not in the room selling these, you know, and the conversations, unfortunately. But we're doing what we can.
Bernice, are you saying, too, that if one of these structures is closed and then it does get landmark status and it's sold to a developer, it wouldn't necessarily, that landmark status wouldn't be a detriment, but maybe even an advantage to a developer?
We see it as an advantage for sure. You know, it helps them understand what history is there. Can they potentially get historic tax credits? It helps, you know, us have a conversation with them like, yeah, you want to save the church? Great. You want to build apartments in the, you know, in the outbuildings? Sure. You know, it's not really the end all, you know, if they have to go before the preservation board. But they do have to maintain historic standards, which is, I mean, look, you know, City of Buffalo, we have $650 million comes into the City of Buffalo in economic, in money from tourism because of our historic architecture. All the time, we know that it's a driver. We know that preservation creates jobs. We know that preservation drives in tourism money. You know, we know that they tend to be more stable neighborhoods and stable buildings. So to us, it's absolutely the right thing to do. So, I mean, I'm biased. It's my job. But, you know, but I think Buffalo has seen, and Western New York, we know that historic preservation is very important to our community. It is our community. It's really the DNA of our neighborhood. So.
Have people been receptive to that? I mean, what's the response been so far since you began this push?
Actually, I'm glad you asked. So the response has been so overwhelming. We have had hundreds of people who have donated to PBN in, you know, small amounts. I mean, small and big amounts for this effort. We have raised thousands of dollars because, you know, each application alone costs $500. So we've had tons of people that come in to write letters, to make phone calls, to donate. So we've really seen, I think, I was quite surprised at the amount of just love and, you know, and commitment from people on this. And the people within the churches, I will say, are absolutely so dedicated and so thoughtful. And I'm just so, PBN is so grateful to everybody who has donated and showed up because it's been really overwhelming. So it's great. It's a good thing. I mean, people care about these churches. And these are this is their community. You know, you have people going to church for 80 years. This is all that they know. You know, it's
really, their home. Yeah, it's home.
It's literally their home. It's their home. It's their neighborhood, and it's where they practice their most, you know, their faith. So it's I would say we've been very thankful and overwhelmed by the amount of support.
Well, Bernice, thanks for joining us. We'll continue to follow this. I know it goes before the Preservation Board next week. We appreciate
it.
Thank
you so much for keeping it on the news. Thank you so much. You all have a good day.
You too. Bernice Radel, Executive Director of Preservation Buffalo Niagara.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.